Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore.
If people say that, then you really don't know.
Wait. Here we go. Okay.
I don't know.
That's what I say. When people say they hint at it, you're like,
you don't know.
You don't
hey,
know.
Everyone, Bing is for doing. And we're here doing Jersey Shore Season 6, Episode 7, Great Meatballs of Fire. Kevin Kawau and Nagar here.
Kevin!
With one, what?
That was amazing!
Oh my God, I did it right.
You did
it. Because I'm sober.
It was perfect.
But you know what? It's because I'm sober, which is, I think, better for the after show, but
worse for us.
Yeah. Worse for you guys. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think it's indicative that the regular show is kind of a snoozer because I'm not drinking along and having fun with it.
Yeah, we're reflecting what's going on in the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to say who you guys are. So we're with one matzo ball.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Roxy Rookie Stryer missing her Sassy Gabby.
Sassy Gabby.
And I just turned to Evite and I go, balls. And she was like, what?
What? You know what balls is?
And I'm like, balls.
And she put up her fist.
Balls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I just totally left her hanging.
Yeah.
And I totally did.
There's no such thing as, nobody wants a ball.
Yeah. I was
balls.
Not picking up what
balls.
She was putting down.
Balls.
Sorry.
Lots of balls. Anyway.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Wow. So, and we were in another conversation about past karma, right?
Yeah.
I think that kind of ties to the show because of the club karma. Not the club karma.
No, not the club karma.
Our personal karma.
And I'm Erica Evite.
Yeah, my God. Hello.
Yes, I have to do my own introduction here. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. No, because on the show we do.
Okay, wow.
No, but I did. I threw to you guys.
At first, I used to think it was because you were too drunk to remember everybody's name, but
no.
It's just better.
Why? Do you guys, on your shows, do you guys do it different? Does the host introduce everybody?
No. But it seemed like the direction was flowing away from my introduction, so I had to bring it back.
Don't blame me, though. Don't blame me.
I just wanted to just
you take that camera time,
it.
Girl.
I had to bring
Erica
it back.
Evite.
Yes,
with an amazing makeup job tonight.
Oh, thank you. One of our fellow AfterBuzzers, Ali Kona at Kiss My Passport, she does makeup and she does makeup videos. So check her out.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So she's really good.
So I2 fans, go to YouTube and check out Erica Evite's makeup job.
Yeah. I will.
Very
I will.
Nice.
I will Twitter it out.
See,
that means you guys have to follow me. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a matzo ball, and then what would Erica be?
I don't know.
You're not a meatball. You're definitely not a meatball.
She's like a tennis ball.
A tennis ball, really?
That's, I don't think so. No, what would you say?
I don't know. Because what? I don't
a
know.
A ball is like, yeah. It's, it,
I'm
but
a,
you
I'm
are,
a,
no, but you're I'm petite,
a,
though.
I'm
so
a
you
fireball.
A fireball, yes.
I'm
like
half,
that.
I'm half Jewish, but I'm half Mexican, too.
So that we need to, all right, so we need to think
fireball.
This out. Fireball.
I like fireball. Because I'm
tennis.
A Russian Jew.
A spicy matzo ball?
I said tennis because, you know, tennis players are
that's
pretty.
That's wasp. That's wasp.
But
I'm not
beautiful.
Wasp at all. Oh, that's nice.
but
you got me
okay,
there.
I think a spicy matzo ball.
Spicy. Because I got him a little bit by Latin
Latina
flavor.
Latina and Jewish. By the way, it's a great combo. Okay, you guys.
About us.
It's tough one. It's hard watching this show. We're going to go over everything. For two reasons I say it's hard. It's hard for me because I know it's coming to an end, and I'm sad for most of them. And then at the same time, it's just kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah, this show is emotionally exhausting right now because, like, for the exact two reasons you're saying. Number one, I'm really upset. This is the end of an era. Right. And number two, I'm sitting here like, please give me something. Please give me something.
I also don't want to forget about, too, with the whole Hurricane Sandy and watching this, knowing that it's pretty much devastated. It's kind of sad to see, too.
Right.
We have to acknowledge that. I mean, it is, like, in some ways, end of an era. I mean, literally, like, physically, just end.
Okay, wait. So before we get into Jersey Shore. No. do you think that they're not going to be able to rebuild?
I'm sure they will. I mean, but anytime any type of, you know, landmark or anything, however silly it is, you know, the Jersey Shore, it's sad when it gets destroyed. And you can always rebuild it, but...
Do you think by next summer? Because you know, Katrina's still... I mean, there's places they haven't even done.
Oh, I'm sure it will be much prior. Yeah.
It'll be okay by next summer.
I'm sure it'll be
so
fine.
So then it's not too... I mean, sad right now for people losing their homes. But, I mean, we'll be back.
I mean, there's destruction.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, they'll be back.
Your introduction of that was just 10 times better than anything Vinny had to say about it.
Oh, man.
This was... I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. If you were watching the show tonight and you weren't fast-forwarding through commercials, you see that Vinny actually twice stands there asking for donations for the devastations of the shore. And he talks like this. If you will give money, please.
Well, he's an actor.
Acting.
He's not a host.
Acting.
No, he's not a host. He's
an
actor.
But is he an actor?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help.
How much better of a job would Polly have done? Get Polly on that
shit. I don't see Polly doing much better. No.
Polly be like, yo.
Put Snooki up there. She's the only one really who can do anything like that. Hosting wise, Polly, really?
And wait,
I think you, Polly,
because Snooki is good in that commercial where she's in the green.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, Snooki has her personality; she can get out there and say something and put some meaning behind it. I think the problem with Vinny, it's like obviously it's a very sad thing, and you want to see some emotion, something, and like
I don't
Roxy
know,
said, like monitor. Meh, meh,
if you've seen Polly DJ, he can work a crowd and he
right.
can talk to people.
He does more live performing.
But it's different than looking directly in a camera and talking to it, and Polly being able to
okay,
there's
so,
a difference. I think.
Regardless of who it should have been, we know who it should not have been, and that is Vinny.
Yeah.
But what a sweet kid.
But there would have been worse. I think Sammy would have been worse. I think.
So it's not like
they went with the worst guy.
True that.
I think they, thinking it through, they said he's the most serious. He seems the most cerebral out of all of them.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a joke.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
And so, anyway, but, you know, you do see the pictures, and it really is, you guys. From what I hear New York. The people on the ground in New York say it's almost as bad as 9/11. The people out of there, they cannot believe it. But that Jersey is off the charts bad.
Yeah.
So bad. And you
Atlantic
see some
City,
of those pictures.
I heard, too. It was really bad.
AC.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about the Shore store. So bring it back to Jersey Shore, right? That's
yeah, I mean,
demolished,
Snooki,
right?
Yeah, Snooki tweeted some pictures of the Shore store. It just looks destroyed. I mean, it's there. It's still standing. The sign is still there, but I mean, it's just going to take a tremendous amount.
Because I probably,
rebuild.
You know, probably 3 or 4 feet of water would have, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think come up? And if it's,
I would think so. I've never actually been to there, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know, we both have a lot of family on the East Coast, and I was talking to Boston, get the worst of it, but definitely flooding there, lost electricity for a few days. Was talking to my cousins who live in New Jersey,
right?
And their house is okay, but their shore house is completely effed.
It's ruined.
Mm. I mean,
it's nuts.
Yeah, feet and feet of water. It's just awful.
Is it Sodom and Gomorrah? is the mighty Allah mad at the Guidos
for
just too much debauchery every summer?
Too many much drunkenness, drunken dancing on the boardwalk. Is that really what it is?
We started talking about karma. Karma's a bitch.
And so really, so it was just...
Don't quote me on that,
it's just
please.
God up in the clouds throwing down giant lightning bolts to
I don't
punish
know, guys.
The worshippers.
Kevin, we're in L.A. We could be next.
No, well, we're next. Oh, please. But by the way, I think it's the fatting for the gill. When L.A. goes, we're sliding into the ocean. There's no pass and go, no collecting
$200. No.
When we get it, we're getting it.
Yeah, we're getting it.
This is just a tease.
And Vegas is coming
I was just going to say, I hope I happen to be in Vegas maybe when it's happening, but then I need to make sure
kidding?
To... Movies.
The City of Sin is coming right the frick.
That'll be the
us.
End of the world.
Yeah.
That's when the world ends.
Yeah.
So it opens.
On a lighter note.
So let's bring it back to this specific episode. Polly and Vinny have their prank. And I know you disagreed, Erica, but let us say our piece about it. For me, it's once again these two doing an elaborate prank for something that doesn't have really much of a payoff.
Okay. I think we have all ends of the spectrum here. KWOW was like, this is the worst prank of all time. Evite sitting there like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, come on. I was not.
And I'm kind of like, So I think we got that. It was funny. It was not funny.
I get it,
funny.
But it was about 10 minutes worth of airtime.
Okay, that is true. But what the hell else are we watching? Would you rather see Snooki cooking longer? Was that something that interested you more?
No.
Would you rather see more of them sitting around in the situation pretending he's not dancing with somebody?
I could have seen more of that. Yeah, at the karma.
I think it was the lesser of all the evils. So they threw it in there and they took up as much time as they could. Honestly, was it the best prank? I mean, these are, what do they call themselves? The prank war captains? It's a sick joke at this point. We see better pranks every single day on the real world.
Right.
Or whatever it is. But at the same time, were the pictures a little funny of looking of the bromance?
I thought it was cute. I mean, I wasn't, oh, please, Roxy, cute, give me some credit. I wasn't sitting there like a freaking laughing hyena.
You didn't piss your pants
on Snooki. No, not like Snooks. I mean, I was kind of more along lines like, because Kevin was so strongly against it.
Because it went so long.
It was so stupid.
But for 10 minutes.
It's not that stupid. I thought it was kind of cute.
But all that airtime on that. And I'm telling you, if I'm producing a show, I don't want to produce. If that's, you can't afford to do it with people's attention spans.
That wouldn't have even made TV season one.
No.
It wouldn't have even been on.
You know, I'll tell you, we'll jump ahead. It's another topic we're going to get into, but when it comes to Dina. But, you know, these guys are just kind of, it's just everyone's old and tired, and I just, like
I was saying last week, I know that you weren't here, but this is what I'm saying, they're DGAF. They don't give a fuck. They just don't give a fuck anymore. It's like,
do you think partly
you guys want to
it's,
karma? No, okay. Yeah. Do you guys want to do this? Yeah. No, like,
they're like, so do you think desensitized? Just over the whole party.
I think it's desensitized. I think that's a good word. Because you can even see them as they're heading out to karma. Cavs here. All right, let's go. I mean, there's not that excitement. I mean, and then it goes with anything that's had its course. And we're watching the end of it, and the excitement's gone. The innocence is gone. The fun factor is gone. They're just, it's honestly just a job for them right now at this point.
I mean, we hear Ronnie in tonight's episode say, the boys were going to GTL, and I just didn't want to. So I spent the day with the girls.
I was just,
like, you don't want a GTL. Something's wrong. Here. Something is wrong here.
Wow.
Or he's just, really whipped on Sammy.
I don't know.
Either way, something's wrong.
So, speaking of, to all our topics tonight are about couples. So there's Jenny and Roger have their fight. And I know you guys are more experts on this because you do Jenny and Snooki's show.
Well, she does. Yeah, I didn't
oh, you
do
don't
the show.
Do it, okay.
No.
Okay.
Gabby and does it also.
Mm-hmm,
so. Is this just typical of them going back and forth with their little fights?
Yeah, they have fights all the time like this. And they're just like these mad down, passionate fights. He's kind of a jerk. He says jerky things. She's all sensitive.
Is he just passive aggressive? Because he seems so... We've loved him for years on this show.
Is he passive aggressive?
Because we love him. We see this charismatic guy that's everybody's friend.
I don't think he's passive aggressive. I mean, he tells how he feels.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. He's actually too honest. He's too... It's like he says too many stupid things. So, but I think at the same time, Jenny's just completely... I don't know if she loves this guy or she's just really into him and she just...
I mean...
She gets mad, but she... They say, like, we hate each other, but we can't live without each other. Like, that's kind of what they've said. I can't stand you, but I don't want to be away with you.
And it's like, you see tonight in the episode why she kind of does love him. Instead of being this dick who doesn't come out, instead of just kicking her when she's down... He throws her basically this party.
That was nice.
That was cute.
And that is nice. And,
yep.
And he knew that she was down, and he got her all her friends there, and she was genuinely happy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I do, and I always say, there's something to be said about people who fly together, but there's also something to be said about people who stumble together. And I think that every relationship on the Jersey Shore, even whether we understand it or whatever, these are compatible people who are stumbling together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah, I've always liked them together, so I'm glad you guys said that.
I do too.
And is she really not into sex, or you think that's hype?
I think it's true. I think it's probably a joke. It's probably what's funny is because I think they tried to bring her on the show, make her the sex girl, the sexy girl, and probably for them internally, they're like, that's funny because she's like not even into it. She just has these huge, huge.
And she dresses really sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a different... I think that even if we look back at all the seasons, yeah, we see her making out with a bunch of people, but... She's really not smushing people.
No, she's not. Ever. That's the one thing I noticed throughout the show, because they brought her on like she was going to be this slutty little sex pot, and I don't even remember.
And Snooki was.
Other than, like, when she hooked up with Polly the first couple episodes, like, I don't even remember.
I'm sorry. Get down to the slider mic for Roxy. See how Erica's talking right into the mic? Perfect. Yeah.
I suck.
It's the third show, so it's, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been here for very long, so.
Okay. So that takes us over to Snooki and Gianna, and we kind of already touched on it a little bit, but she's cooking. I'm saying to myself, God, talk about you had to force her onto this show because she is Snooki. She's the biggest star of the show next to Polly. It's arguable. I actually think Snooki's bigger because she's a little bit, seems like she's a little hotter and more relevant.
I agree.
So I feel like they had to force her on the show, but I'm kind of being like, it's a different show. I don't know. It just didn't. Tell me, you guys, what do you think of the dinner thing? I don't know. I'm not articulating myself, but something just didn't feel right.
A lot of tonight's episode felt a little pathetic to
me. Forced.
Yeah, a little forced and a little pathetic. Obviously, I'm going to get to the Dina thing when we get there. But as far as the Snooki dinner went, first of all, I don't understand. This is, you guys are going to be like, what kind of comment is that? I don't respect when Italians can't cook. You grow up with being, you were cooking
She's adopted.
And,
she's not really Italian.
No, but she was raised Italian.
I know that's not true at all, baby. When you're adopted,
yeah, you're adopted.
You take,
that's how it is. You're in on
she's
the whole thing.
Italian, just
but
blood,
she's that. But like, she's the newer generations, which mom did everything for.
Right, but you know what? Like, I just don't. I cook three meals a day, and everybody I know, like, how could you never have made?
Oh, I met so many people like that.
You really
who just never made a meal. So spoiled and so useless.
How do you mess up chicken cutlets? I mean,
that all they can do.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Here's the thing, though. She probably didn't. She's just like acting out, and she's like, "Oh my god, you're gonna throw up." I mean, Snooki being Snooki, making a big deal out of nothing, trying to make a scene out of
at this point,
knowing
she knows,
she's not drinking,
right.
Knowing that she's not contributing really anything else other than the fact that she's pregnant and her. And she has big, you know, boobs that she jokes around about, and that's it. So I think she's Snooki being Snooki, wanting the attention, is making a big deal.
And that's the problem right now, because she builds it up and sets it up for something good, and then Gianni lets it fall. And then she says, "Oh my God, you're gonna vomit. You're gonna hate this." And then he doesn't know how to make TV.
I think that's what's funny, though. That's a funny relationship, because he's so like just so grounded and honest and genuine, and she's so over the top. And I think they make it actually a good kind of interesting combination.
I just hate camera shy people. He's just so camera shy.
Why? She doesn't give him what he wants. He's like, and she wants him to be like, and he's just like, it's
fine. Most of those big personalities, you know, Bethany Frank or whatever, they are, the guy behind them is always kind of quiet.
Yeah,
it's just that's who they mesh with. Because who else is gonna
put up with that?
Yeah, and for long term. And in short term, you know, they'll date like another loudmouth who, and then it's like, and they fight and they fight and they fight.
It's
and then,
not that I don't like them as a couple. It's that I don't think they make.
You don't like
television.
Them for TV.
Yeah.
So, but Evite, you said that you thought they'd be a good show.
I do think they would, just because they are so different.
Just the two of them?
Yes, I think their relationship, because I find it a little bit fascinating. He's so chill, and it's interesting how he is attracted to someone like Snooki. And I mean, obviously,
whatever.
But
it seems like they're gonna get a show at some point. Whether her and Jenny run their course, I think that the show could be. Is them next door to each other, Roger and Jenny next door
to Snooki. That's what it's going to be, I don't know exactly the details, but, I mean, it got expanded to an hour, and Snooki is, she's had the baby, so obviously Gianni's going to be there.
See?
And Snooki, and I think J-Well is going to be next door, so.
I would just never describe him as chill. To me, he's so incredibly anal that it's annoying. Like, if Snooki's going out having fun making TV, he's like, "Your dress is too short. You're flirting to me." Like,
you call a boyfriend mad at his girlfriend because she shows her kooka anal?
Just let me finish it for 1 second. I'm saying, if they were just a couple on the street, it's one thing. Yes, the boy should be, but this woman is bringing home the check. She's doing everything. She's making great TV, and to me, he's taking that away. He's taking that away from the viewers, and I don't mind them as a couple, but take it somewhere else. You know, we're not seeing Roger and J-Wow together every single second. We're not seeing Chris and Dina together every single second. Obviously, Ronnie and Sammy live in the house together, so that's different. But Snooki living in her own place, every time we see her at her place, he's there.
She's pregnant.
I know that she's pregnant.
I mean, she's pregnant. She's like 5-6 months pregnant. When you're pregnant, you don't want
to
be...
We're appealing to two different things. You're appealing to the humanity of it, and I'm appealing to the television.
But I'm also, I think the television at the same time, like, other than, okay, when he first came on the scene, like in Italy, I was kind of like, oh, this guy's going to be a buzzkill. Like, he's not letting Snooki be who she is. But beyond that, he hasn't really been that bad and kind of trying to put her into a box that she isn't.
Okay. I just think he is.
We'll differ.
Okay.
The meatballs, the spicy, and the mozzarella.
Question for both you guys. Was the whole cooking segment just forced into the show? Was it a producer saying, you know, it would be cute, you cook for Gianni?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I mean, as we've talked a million times with people who do the show, there is very little dick in the soup in this show where people say, the producers come and say, do this. I think that it's self-produced by Snooki saying, gotcha, this is good TV, but we'll do this, yeah. I definitely don't think anybody stepped in and said, you have to cook him dinner.
Gotcha. Okay. I want to talk about our iTunes fans. Now.
Yeah, we're neglecting them.
Long ago. Well, they are kind of neglecting us, too.
Ha! Take that.
Long ago, Erica, Evite, before we began this journey, well, the beginning of the journey, it was just Roxy and I doing the Jersey Shore. So, of course,
and
when there's
Phil
like
the Thrill, Phil the Thrill, Pat Lambert.
Pat Lambert, and no Jesse. Jesse wasn't, or DJ Jesse, was, no, he was still in the womb. So, we, back then, of course, when there was one show, we were number one on the network. But then, in ensuing seasons.
I'm proud of it.
We stayed number there were more shows, and we were number one. We were always in the top five.
Yeah.
And then the last, say, three seasons.
I would say even through season four, I think we were number one.
Really? Maybe. And then we just, we started going downhill.
Oh, no.
I think, yeah. And so
my, could be synonymous with the popularity of the show.
It could be. But my appeal is to, you know, the fans at iTunes, please to go there and rate and comment on our show.
Rate us.
Does it bring it up?
Yeah, it usually does. It helps us. It helps our ratings. It gets us on the radar with iTunes. It also lets us know if you want us to keep going in some other way. And maybe they don't. I'm almost afraid to say that because they may just want us to die as a group.
Oh, I just got started with us.
Yeah. Don't say that. They like us. They really like us.
No, I think they like you guys. I don't think they like the old light guy.
No, you're the fun.
Yeah, you bring that different perspective.
Blast in the glass.
Stupid perspective.
I love how Dina keeps trying to make that work, and it's just not working.
Okay,
ever.
So let's talk about, please go to iTunes, rate and comment on us. And also for YouTube people, you want to see the pretty girls, we got tons of them on this show. So go to YouTube and make your comments there as well. Okay, Mike and Paula, talking about another couple. So he's a one-day commitment or a one-week commitment. We're getting a little bit of cross-information there, but okay, fine. It's one day he's committed to her. Let's just, like, settle on that.
I just can't believe on national television that he called her an 8.2 and said that he had to fix her and make her better and prettier and take her to the dentist and buy her stuff. I mean, obviously, he never thought this relationship was going to work because, I mean, that's pathetic. He's already on the first night. Exactly. Hell to the now. And you think, honestly, they never used to do this, but now they're saying you just started dating yesterday. So obviously last week when we saw that was a day apart from this episode. So we see a week in between, but really it's 24 hours, which makes us know that they crammed this filming time
right
in such a short period.
So I know we don't have all the facts for how long they shot, but that was my other question.
I actually thought it was
this.
A couple months. I think it's not like 2 weeks. I think it's like 5 weeks.
Which it used to be a couple of months, but now it did not seem like there's no, in 2 months, is all, they just sleep in the house.
We need Ed Bowling back to pick up on this stuff.
Yeah, he
that's
was good.
Who was with us. We need the brains.
Yeah, he computer guy. That's
computer
what we need.
Computer guy.
To do run analytics. But I think, it doesn't feel like there were a lot of tape days here,
no,
guys.
No, because there's not
I
that much
I just there's
shit.
Not that much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot going on, or there was not a lot of tape days?
There's just not a lot going on. So it could have been longer tape days, but they could have been sitting around staring at each other.
Playing cards?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because what's actually happening is not that much. So
I feel Mike was, when he said the 8.2 thing, whereas in the last, say, three or four seasons, Mike was trying to make good TV. I think because he doesn't care, like you said, because none of them but Dina care about really making good TV. Mm-hmm. Maybe Snooki a little bit. That he was being honest. Like, that was the real Mike.
I actually thought that was a very honest, like, it's how I hear guys talking. Like, when you're on a group of guys, like, guys talk like that. That's what they say.
Absolutely.
And, like, I thought it was just a real comment. I didn't think neither here or there of it. I mean,
I thought it was a real comment, absolutely. I thought that it was genuine. I just think that is so sad. I mean, because can you imagine being this girl? I never understand. Do these people think that these people don't go back and watch it? I mean, you see this shit all the time.
He doesn't care. I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care because I think it's just a shore romance.
Summer fling.
Right.
And by the way, 8.2, not so bad, guys.
No, that's not that bad.
For completely natural. I thought the same thing. For completely natural. And he's like, yeah, I just got to, you know, I don't know.
Do
sex her up a little bit.
I guess, I don't know, because I think working in the real world, like, you know, you guys are so young and you're also out in L.A. and la-da-da. But I still always look at this like, once you're famous on these shows, guys, I've seen people be able to ride that for many, many, many years.
Can you give examples?
Ride what? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of reality stars who are still on top.
No. You're missing the thing. What I'm saying, yes, of course you can ride it in terms of multi-millions of dollars worth of continued success. I'm not saying that. I'm saying ride it in terms of being recognized everywhere you go.
Always, a reality star?
Exactly.
Like Paris Hilton.
Forget it. She's like the queen. I'm talking about Paula, you guys.
So
Paula takes one little insult.
Right over my head.
So I'm talking about Paula, and I'm saying, so let's say it's a little insulting that she's, mm-hmm. you know, in this situation, and he says, I don't think an 8.2 so bad, but let's just say it is. The trade-off of being insulted in that moment to the fact that Paula is probably a rock star on the Jersey Shore that she never would have been, and now she is. And so you know she's going to get the best restaurant table. She's always going to get cut to the front of the line.
Totally.
I mean, there's just all these like great kind of perks that go along with it. So unless you do something that's, you punch the girl in the face or just, you know, like, I don't know what could be done that's not worth the payoff.
I think that girl that keeps on coming by and showing her boobs, I don't think that would be worth it.
Which one's that?
The one.
Oh, my God. You remember?
Who's it? What's
she,
her?
She wasn't on this episode. She was on the episode last week.
Oh, last
and
week.
A couple weeks ago. Right. She just goes and she screams, Polly, and flashes her tits and goes away.
But, okay, but she's not you guys, right? You guys have class. So you're not those kind of people. But for those kind of people who are in that world, they're like, you know, she's probably like that anyway. So why not get something out of it?
Speaking of stalkers, what is that other girl's name that we see tonight?
Oh, the stalker.
Oh, the poor girl's just slow. Like, really, do we have to pick on her?
I know. I kind of thought.
That she's slow?
I'm with you. Do we have to pick on her? Like,
sorry, I won't mention her again.
I don't mean
no,
you.
No, no,
I just
no,
meant
no,
more like,
me
MTV,
out,
I meant like MTV. I just like, ugh, I just felt uncomfortable.
Would you agree that she's probably slow?
Yeah, which is why I don't even want to, like, yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to get in there.
No.
We'll skip over.
But talking about Mike and Paula, there was at least a little pulse for me, like, okay, good moment. We're at Karma. He's got the hose, like, grinding on him.
You mean good TV moment.
Good TV moment.
Good TV. Yeah.
And the guy, the friend comes over, and if you say there's no dick in the soup, and I have heard that from other people, like, this show is what it is. That's not a producer telling that guy, go and give Mike a hard time.
I really don't think it is.
And that guy.
Do you know what? You tell me that stalker girl is randomly there. They somehow found her again, somehow.
No, I bet you she's there, but they decide to, of course, close up on her and tell Paulie, guess who's there. But no, I think she's there.
Yeah, I don't think they're planting her.
No, and I'm saying, like, that guy came up to Sitch was actually, if you heard the tone of his voice, he was confrontational.
Well, and he had his face blocked out, so he wasn't wanting to go up there to be on TV.
Exactly.
So, and that's what made me think
it was a good moment.
Legitimate was that because his face was blocked.
Yeah, like, you know, so again,
it was a good moment.
I thought that was really cool. And the friends come and kind of diffuse it. And again, it's to me just, I always goes back to sports analogies, but like, this just seems like an old team. Like, an old team can't finish off an opponent. You know what I mean? So like, we're building up this kind of good, like, subplot. And like, here we go. And then just goes nowhere.
Well, it's almost because they all work too well together now. It's like these wheels are turning and there's no surprises. It's like we've been there, we've done that, we've practiced that, we've rehearsed that, we've done that play, I've seen that play.
And there's no fresh, like, blood. Like, when you think about other reality TV shows, right? I'm a big fan of the Housewives series.
Right.
Every season, they bring in elements, whether it's like sisters or family members, which really make the drama amazing.
But I think I think these guys see blocked outsiders after season two. I think they were
you think they together?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
We're the stars. F you.
Yeah. We haven't even seen Unit or Ryder.
Yeah,
at
Unit.
All.
Unit was great.
Yeah, he was
Unit
great.
And Ryder.
Unit was great because he had nothing to lose.
He was funny.
Like,
I remember.
And we've met him out. We know, like, we've talked to him. Like, he's, but no Unit.
No, yeah, and so that's what my point is that they're not bringing any, with the Housewives, there's kind of a freshness. There's a new person, there's a family member. They change it around every season a little bit. Here, there's no fresh blood to stir the pot.
We did bring in the Pauly D project last week, and that was interesting because there was fights.
Right, so again, when we had the boys, people, when we had Ryan and them come in, it was awesome.
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, so I'm sure, like, the Paula, I know, like, next week there's going to be more, like, Paul and Mike, but it's like, you know.
And again, we keep talking about it, but we know their current status. We know they're not together, so it's like, why waste my effing time?
Okay. Anyway, I see live read commercial. What am I supposed to just say? Marissa?
I know,
or is it Martin? Martin, who's in the booth?
This is the Fox.
It's Martin.
I
mean, we're talking about the
fall season.
Fall schedule.
Yeah.
The 50-plus AfterBuzz shows that we're doing.
Okay.
Want me to do it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, you did the intro so beautifully that I figured I'd cover for you here. Okay, so here at AfterBuzz, we are covering over 50 shows this fall. We cover over 150 shows in general. That means if you're watching it, we're covering it. If you're watching it and we're not covering it, let us know, and we will start covering it. Happens all the time. People shoot an email or whatever it is, reach out to us and say, my favorite show is this, you guys don't cover it. And then the next week we have it up and going. Some of my favorite shows, those shows I'm working on, Gossip Girl, The Challenge, this show, of course. I love 90210. American Horror, freaking amazing. What shows are you working on?
I'm on America's Next Top Model. And check that out if you're a fan, because we do interview the eliminated contestant each week.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, so it's a really, if you're a fan of the show, we get some good info. And I'm also doing Beauty and the Beast, which is right after this one.
You got the juicy stuff.
And I'm doing Boardwalk Empire and Sons of Anarchy.
Boardwalk Empire is such a good show.
Yeah, I rock high low, baby. That's high low after Buzz. I rock high low.
Yeah, I mean, between Boardwalk and Jersey Shore.
Well, there's somewhat of a similarity there.
Italian.
You have a love for Jersey.
I do have a love for Jersey.
Right?
That
past
is true.
I see the shots of the boardwalk, and I just want to be there. I still want to be there.
Oh.
Am I the only one?
I'm not. It looks like freaking fun.
I love.
No, but I'm not. I've never been there.
Oh,
we have a term we call darting. We love darting. Day partying. Honestly,
I love day partying.
I could darty all day.
When are we gonna darty?
Day parties are so much better than night parties.
Right, so when are we gonna do it, you guys?
Darties are my jam.
Where do we darty
it's
here?
It's off season. It's like, off season.
Because when you're shit faced and you're outside and it's light out, it's chilly.
Okay, but darting in LA, like, so Maria's like friends. It's all about like the hotel pools. Is that where you guys darty, or do you go down to the beach?
I mean, in Vegas,
I live at the beach.
Well, Vegas is
different. I live at the beach over, and we day party.
Manhattan?
Where?
Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach.
Nice.
That's the place to go to if you're going to day party.
So fun.
And when it's the fall, okay, I can get into the day party. We can talk about day party if you want to. So summer, there's a season. Summer, it's beach time. It's Vegas pool party. Mm-hmm. Fall is all about the football games. Daytime parties at the bars, watching football games.
Gotcha. Okay, so this is a great segue, because the queen of the day darting is this season is Dina.
Yes,
she is the dartier,
and she's unseasonal. I mean, she can dart.
Wow. So we have mixed opinions on Dina. So let me tell you my positive and negative, and then I'm going to give it to you guys.
Okay.
All right. So the negative to me is that she's got the she's the youngest. She has the most energy, but again, go to sports. She's with an old ball club where everyone's like washed up. She's the only one left with any energy, whatever. And it's just too much too late. It doesn't matter. So that's
pathetic.
Number one. And then on the positive, you know, the mom gave us such a great real moment. Like, that was totally real. And I had so many opinions about what she was saying to Sammy, and we'll get into that later. But that's my positive negative. I'm going to throw it across the table. Dina, we'll start with you, Roxy.
I think she's awesome, kick-ass, really working hard, but like you're saying, too little, too late. Her mom was just like this crazy bitch all of a sudden. I had no idea what was happening. Your daughter's on the Jersey Shore. What do you mean don't drink during
civilian
the daytime?
Civilian mom, though.
Such a civilian. Yes, made for decent television, but I felt really bad for Dina, and it's not going to make for good television if Dina decides not to come back to the house. Then I'm going to be pissed, and then I'm going to go bang on the mom's door and
give me back my meatball. It's the wet firecracker, right? Because we're lighting this wick, and then it was like the mom's like, okay, stay.
Yeah, but I felt really bad. I felt bad for Dina at some points because all these kids are laughing at her, and we haven't seen it yet. This is the problem with editing. If every week after week, they filmed Dina being like, I want to go home, and we saw that, then yes. But this is the first time we've seen Dina say.
And she said, I hate this host.
She says, I hate this host.
Like, they previewed it a little bit of her like, oh, I hate this host. I want to go. That one
previewed
on her phone.
For 1 second. But they're saying that she gets drunk every single night. So I would have loved to see that every single night. And then them see, them be laughing at her. Because at this point, I'm just like, she's hysterically crying. And all these kids are laughing their asses off.
It just sucks because going back to new blood. Now, just imagine if you had one or two new people in there who were just messing with the other characters who were like, F you, I'm a star. Why am I sitting next to this civilian like Guido wannabe? Like, it would have made such good television and it would have helped Dina because she'd probably be the one that would be accepting
right.
of someone who's like, I'll totally. Go. Like, Roxy, if you live there and like now you live there now, like you would go drinking with Dina. Dina would go drinking with you. She would love it. Well, you would, but we already talked about if you went to that house years ago, there would have been problems.
No, and if
now you're better. You're not as mouthy.
We also see Dina with that random blonde chick just like shooting back shots. She's like, Dina's like, will you please take a shot with me? Will you smoke a cigarette with me? It was like a little puppy.
And like the 80-year-old Italian lady dancing.
That was awesome.
I know. And I felt so bad for Sammy. What right does the mom have to call and completely tear Sammy's dress?
Okay, I
would. What the hell was that?
Right, so weigh in because I want to get into Sammy's situation.
Well, so, okay, with Dina, I have to agree. I think she's great. She's awesome. She's putting it out there. Is it too little, too late? I wouldn't say too little, too late, but it's the end. And in some ways, she has more airtime, more publicity than the majority of people out there. So, yeah, you could say.
But it's not doing anything for her.
Well, really? You don't.
I don't think it's making great TV. I don't think she's not getting headlines. It's not like we talked about her arrest. Nobody cared where Snooki's arrest went worldwide.
It's more she'd get anywhere else.
She's
not
household 100%
name. That. 100% yeah, that. I'll give you that.
She's not going to be a Snooki. She's not. I think Snooki and the situation are the only household names. When you talk to people that know about the show,
Pauly
that don't
D.
really know.
I wouldn't say
Pauly D's a household name at all. I wouldn't say that. If you talk to people that don't know the show, they know Snooki and they know the situation. They know
okay.
that name.
Okay.
So regardless, that aside, yeah, she's not going to be the star of the show, but she's trying and I'll give it to her for that. The thing with the mother, I love that part because that was so honest and that was so. If I had
right, it was we were live again.
It was so yeah.
I wanted
so
the
real.
Mother to come. If I were producing that show and it's maybe it's bad that they don't produce it because I would said get down and didn't you want to see that maniac kick the door open?
She was already there though.
Yeah.
I mean, she was already there.
But wouldn't you want to see you come into that living room
and see Dina pass out?
And by the way. Tearing to Sammy, tearing to this, because somebody would have stood up to the mother. Finally said, you know what, bitch, back off. Your daughter's 23 years old. She's got to be, you're blaming us?
Yeah.
It's not our fault.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like how she blamed her either, but
I loved it as TV.
I loved it. It was good. I mean, the thing is, though, a lot of people would, in some ways, it's like, finally, there's somebody saying what you guys are doing is absolutely, like, horrific. You're getting drunk day in, day night, like from 7 a.m. to, you know, sick, you know, whatever. What you're doing is disgusting. Grow up. And it was interesting to finally
but you
get
know,
somebody to
you know,
that.
And thinking about it, it took a nice, it's because Dina's the sweet kind of follower and that I buy that she's got a tough, bitchy mom.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other ones, the parents are all pushover. They run those parents.
Yeah, they do.
All the other parents are run by those kids.
Yeah.
To a degree where they just kind of shrug their shoulders confused they love the celebrity angle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know,
I have to stick up for Dina for a second because I do. It's not that I don't think she parties, but like we're saying, we don't know with the filming time. We hear Pauly and Vinny say she's on a 2-day bender. So this is a 2-day bender that is now stretched out over 4 episodes pretty much. So we're thinking that she's been drunk for 4 weeks. You know,
but she did get arrested. No, but she got arrested.
I don't think
and the mother and the mother's probably saying to herself, listen, it could be 10 grand, 50 grand.
Yeah.
We're embarrassed. And you really could do jail time.
Yeah, but really what the mother was saying is, don't you care about your mother and father?
It's
we're
reflecting.
Embarrassed. It's reflecting on us.
Yeah. Right.
How were you raised? How you know, who raised
but you
home
did
to
say
act
you
like
could,
this?
But, you, but okay, but parents always say that.
Yeah, but imagine all the phone calls Dina's parents are getting.
My biggest, I understand why a civilian parent would be like that. And me as a parent, I'm like, all right, you're on a TV show. I get it. But I get why a civilian parent would react that way. What I didn't like and what pissed me off is what I hate about our country is that, you know, she's making this choice to go drink like crazy. And the mother's yelling at Sammy.
I don't think that the mother was really blaming Sammy.
She was.
Sammy, I think what it was that Sammy happened to pick up, and the mother was so pissed off, she just wanted somebody to yell at.
But I'm saying, and that's the problem. Yell at your daughter.
No, I know. I don't think she was, and I completely agree with the sense of, like, you have to take responsibility for your own actions.
But the mother went off on all of them. But I think that that's what goes on in the world. It's like, you know, blaming everybody else. Yeah. It's like, the daughter's not 16. And even if she was, and you're gonna yell at other 16-year-old friends. If the daughter was 16 and she was with a guardian, I get it. But, like, she's got to be 23, right?
I thought she was older.
She's even older. Yeah. And you're yelling at Sammy. And I'm, by the way, like, it's interesting that Sammy didn't flip the switch on her. She was more respectful and just kind of like, okay.
By the way, Sammy's looking really good. She's the only one that I'm looking at being like, wow, she.
You know why?
Why?
Because my opinion is that she's living more the life that she's always wanted to live, which is a nice little home. I mean, the boyfriend, they have their little love nest. Remember, her best day on the show was the day they went and did mini golf and went to the batting cages. Mm-hmm. That's her. She's never was one. This club, this guy, that guy. She wants her man and her little house and her white picket fence. And she has more or less, out of all of them, she has more of that now. And that's why I think she's more content. She has her guy.
Good place.
We'll rent DVDs every weekend, or we'll stream movies, whatever it is. Like, I think that's where
again,
she's
not good TV, but
not good TV. No. And by the way, do you buy them for a reality show?
No.
I'm selling hard on that
No.
one. No.
No.
No, it's not going to be that interesting, the two of them. Sorry.
Okay. Before we get into predictions, the last thing is, it's just an indication of what's going on. So our friend is hosting the after show, right?
Amy.
And looks gorgeous, you know, and she's great, and she's in front of the thing, and we're all like, no, we just, we got to get up. First of all, we had to get up to the studio anyway, right? Because we could. Normally, we watch the after show and then comment on it. But we're like, okay, Phil's screaming at us, we have to get to the studio. So we apologize to you fans for not going over that, but there's just too many shows at AfterBuzz where, schedule-wise, we could make it work. But we also looked at each other and said, what are we going to talk about? What are they going to talk about?
She told us when she was here that the after show was going to be about basically a Jersey Shore dictionary defining what GTL means, what smush means, what a juice head is.
I think they had one special. I don't know if all the after shows are going to be like that.
No, I think that's what this specific special was.
Oh, I don't know. We didn't watch it.
I mean, we didn't watch it. We apologize, but we.
But she did look good in those little black shorts.
Oh, Amy looks amazing. She looks off the chart. Well, I know news and gossip, you know, is probably non-existent, but other than the fact that the Jersey Shore is washing away, correct?
And we're missing our resident kingpin. So.
Right, Jessica Kingpin is not here to deliver the news, and we got to give a shout out to Jessica because we didn't give her any love. We threw some to Gabby. You know why? I think so. We're racist. Okay, so let's go to predictions.
That must be it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so it's...
All right, here we go.
Three things. Paula and Sitch.
So, yeah, we've got Paula being a bro. I mean...
Right, okay.
Sitch is pissed about it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Snooki... Awesome, stealing
Snooki
the stuffed
animal. And Jenny are like, come on, you're pregnant. You can't steal a stuffed animal.
And then we've got
Dina.
Sam telling Dina that she's blowing her relationship with Chris, which seems like another real moment.
I was going to say, that actually seems the most interesting out of
all. Right.
That's like genuine, something like Sammy being like, girl, like, hello, you're acting like an idiot.
Even the ending, you know, like, they've always had the great endings where they roll the credits right in the middle of a brawl or right in the middle. And even tonight, it was like, they roll the credits on the scenes from next week, you know, the previews.
Yeah. We talked about this last weekend. It was just how annoying how they try and stretch it out, and they put one big moment and split it. They didn't really do it so much this episode, but
there
one big moment.
This episode really split
it guys, it's just too. It's just the fall. You know, it's...
I mean, how are they even going to... What is going to be the big boom, the big ending of this whole thing?
Well, that's over.
Goodbye or whatever. Yeah. But I wonder if they'll... They're going to cry when they say goodbye to each other.
I'm sure they will.
Guarantee. On TV?
Guarantee. Yeah.
Do not guarantee that. You will be wrong. That all of them cry.
No.
That all of them cry? No, they're not. I can't see Polly cry.
I think the ones most aware will cry.
Like, by the way, Dina will cry.
No, by the way, you guys, I'm going to tell you something right now. They should all cry.
Right.
Yeah. Because this changed their lives. This is a moment in time they're never going to have back. And, you know, it's never going to happen again. We're going to cry, of course. But I think they probably won't because they think, whatever, they're taking it for granted and bigger and better. They'll cry 10 years from now. But it'll be interesting to see who does.
While they're streaming their DVDs crying and bad eating.
I see Dina crying. I see Sammy crying.
Yeah, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I even see Ronnie crying. We've seen him
cry. I could see Ronnie cry.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope so, but I don't know. But for meeting Ronnie,
the night we
I don't think I could see J-Wow crying.
But when we met Ronnie, he was like, I got 6 businesses. I don't care about reality TV.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he'll cry. But we'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, okay. Well, that'll give us something to look forward to. Yeah. 6 episodes later.
The tears.
All right, do we start drinking again for these shows like that?
Next week.
We will drink. Oh, look at that. Someone wants us to drink.
Someone wants us to drink.
All right, you guys, where do I find you?
You can find me at Erica Vieira, LA.
At Roxy Stryer.
I like Erica Vieira, LA.
Thank you.
That's a really good Twitter handle. Okay, you guys.
Came up with it myself.
So funny. Roxy, are you here next week? I know we lose you for a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. All right. You guys. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later, bitches! Martin, faster on that mic!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
From Bing.com, executive producers...